Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This is a podcast to support us during these times of awakening, of ascension, of heightened energies, bombarding the planet and our physical energetic bodies. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master energy sound healer. And I am your multidimensional guide on this sound activation. This sound activation is the sound activation for the episode on the Taurus full moon Pleiadian alignment. And if you haven't heard the energetic update of what we're working with, please do check that out after the sound activation. So a little bit of housekeeping. As always, with sound activations, this is an energy healing, so do take this time to burn a little bit of incense, light a candle, really create a sacred space around yourself so you can really set the container for your experience, for your activation, your growth, your ascension. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio that cuts in to the body of this episode with advertisements, please switch over to a platform that does not do that. Energy healings are sound activations are energy healings. These are energetic transmissions, and we really want the container to be as pristine and beautiful as possible. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not try to do this meditation. Wait until you can really allow your body, your mind, your psyche to receive. That being said, all you need to do is open to receive these higher multidimensional frequencies of this Taurus full moon, of this Pleiadian alignment. Let's see if there's anything else I missed. No, I think that's it. All you need to do is be open and ready to receive. Long, deep breathing. You can be seated or lying down. However feels good for your body is what you need to honor. So eyes closed, long, deep breathing. Let's get started by calling in the directions. Calling in the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy. I ask that you fill our beings with the breath of life and that you nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, asking that they flow through us, nurturing, purifying, nourishing our hearts, our womb spaces. I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your healing and compassionate energy. Guide us into deeper alignment with our intuition. Allow us to receive the messages, embody them, and aid us in taking aligned action. Bless us with emotional clarity, with wisdom. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us, I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant, dense in our energy fields, alchemizing it into light. Teach us the wisdom of the fire, alchemy, transformation, transmutation. I call upon Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth and wisdom. I call in your fiery energy, asking that you fill our beings with the energy of courage, of strength, with confidence, with fortitude, guiding us into deeper alignment with truth, lighting our path forward today and every day. Bless us with illumination. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, as I call upon El Shaddai to activate the chuppah within us, the sacred flame of holy desire. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the arha. I call upon the arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth. Teach us the wisdom of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to activate the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. Shield our energy field in your blue flame. I call upon El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels, blessing our creations. I call upon Mary Magdalene Kala Mashiach, Yeshua Mashiach. I call upon Mother Mary, Mother Anna, Sarai, the matriarch, Sarat Tamar, daughter, divine child of Mary Magdalene and Yeshua. I call upon the light beings of the Desert Rose lineage to be here with us. I call upon the Hathors, the Seven Sisters, the Pleiadians. In our star brothers and sisters, our spirit guides, angels and archangels, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, and healing. I call in the golden light of Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine face of God, Goddess, Alaha. Call in the energies of this full moon of Taurus, of the Bay, the Vav, the Noon, and the Dalet. Allowing the golden light to begin pouring in to the Heter. Breathing the golden light into the Heter, allowing it to stream to the right of your right ear, to the Chokhmah, activating our wisdom. Thank you. activating the vena, allowing the vena to begin pulsing with light, with the golden ray, as we clear any veils to our intuition, clearing any blockages anywhere that we have not trusted our intuition, allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to pour in, clearing away the layers, the veils, the distortions around our sight, our inner knowing, the wisdom we hold of lifetimes. And from the Bina, breathe the golden light to the right of your right shoulder, to the Hesed, the Sefirot corresponding to loving kindness. Allowing the golden light to activate, purify the Sefirot. As we bring the golden light from the right shoulder to the left, activating the Gevura, our discernment, our judgment. Allowing the golden light to purify the throat as we clear away any gag orders, any vows of silence, any religious vows we hold in the etheric layer of our auric field. Strengthening our ability to speak our truth. Allow our voice to reflect the infinite light of the soul. allowing the Shekhinah to clear away resentment, clear away grief and loss and pain, any heartache, anywhere we do not allow ourselves to receive love, take this time to allow the heart to open and receive the unconditional love of the divine. This unconditional love poured from the divine through the golden light of Shekhinah. Melting away the barriers we have built around our heart. Breathe the golden light to your right side, to the right of your belly button, to the Netzach. Allow the golden light to flow to the hood, to the left of your left side. These two sefirot work together. Activating the solar plexus, the I am, the sacred I am. The I am that is in alignment with the soul. This would be why in Aramaic we say Inanna, I, myself and my higher self, my soul, my essence. Bringing the golden light into this space as we clear away any hooks, any stuck energy, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us. Allow the golden light to clear these imprints in our energetic field, strengthening our sovereignty, our confidence. Knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, where we give our power away to anything, anyone outside of us. Allow these contracts to be liberated into the light, rendered complete, null, void, fully embodied. embodying our power and our sovereignty, our self-mastery. As we breathe the golden light from the Hod to the Yesod, the womb space, allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to purify, alchemize any dense energy in the womb space, purifying the waters of our creation. Alchemizing any dense energies of guilt, shame, loss, any vows of a religious type, vows of chastity, even marital vows that no longer serve us. Anywhere we allowed our creation energy to be siphoned, envision these cords dissolving as we bring our energy back into the waters of our Yesod. Of the Yesod, envision the golden light coming down to the Malkut, to the root. And from this space, allow the golden light to alchemize any fear, any doubt, any insecurities, anywhere we do not feel safe, protected, fully supported, fully held by the divine. Surrender these dense energies into the golden light as we strengthen our connection to our body, to our physical incarnation, to the earth, even as we strengthen our connection to the divine. Bringing our awareness back to the waters of the Yesod. And from our sacred waters of creation, begin to envision an umbilical cord of golden light beginning to form. extending down to the Earth Star Chakra, allowing you to connect to the fifth dimensional light grid of Gaia, to the ley lines and vortices of the Earth. As we feel our connection to the divine Mother Earth, envision your umbilical cord of golden light extending down through the Earth's crust, through the aquifers, the ley lines, the vortices, deep within the Earth, down through the most ancient layers. Until your umbilical cord of golden light merges with the crystalline womb of Gaia, feel the earth, the energy and frequency of Gaia, of Pachamama, pulsing through your golden umbilical cord. Whatever needs to be cleared, to be liberated, to be shed from your energy field, your physical, emotional, mental bodies, your etheric body, allow it all to go into the earth, to be alchemized into light, as she transmutes dense energy, her nourishment, into diamond white light. Allow yourself to receive the diamond white light of Gaia. Envision it merging, dancing, intertwining with the golden light of Shekhinah contained in your umbilical cord. Allow it to rise up through the layers of earth, through the crust, into your energetic and physical bodies. As we bring the diamond white light of Gaia into union at the Yesod, at the heart, and at the third eye, each of these places forming a flame of golden diamond white. Give each fire a temperature, a feeling. Envisioning each of them expanding, as we continue to receive even more golden light from the heavens, from the celestial realms, and diamond white light from the earth. Feeling your sacred vessel as a bridge between the earth and the divine. Bringing your awareness to the flame in the yesod, in the waters of the womb. Feel yourself cocooned in the flame, dancing of gold, dancing of diamond white light. Welcoming the transformation, the healing, the activation, as we bring all of our spirit guides and angels and archangels into this sacred space. As we call in the Hathor, Seven Sisters, the Pleiadians, a radiant Hathor priestess. Before you, in a moment, she's going to open a portal to the etheric temple in the Pleiades. This temple will be exactly what your soul needs for its expansion, its evolution, for healing and awakening, for purification. See the portal open up in front of you. As she guides you through, on the other side, of this portal of light, we stand on a causeway. Prismatic ice blue light surrounding us as we walk across the causeway. Beginning to see a temple of light on the other side. Thank you. as your Hathor guides you. From the outer chamber into the inner chamber. Where you see a table. As you draw closer, it gets with beauty, with grace, with peace, with harmony, with an interior divine union. Feeling whole, sovereign, complete. Allowing the Hathors to gently bring you from a laying down to a seated, to a standing position. We bow in reverence to the Hathors as they bow to us. We are led from this chamber into the outer, in awe, in reverence. Exit the temple of light, making our way across the causeway and back home through the portal of light into the flame in our yesods. Yourself in the sacred warmth of the golden diamond white flame, feeling all parts of your being in this present moment, from the cocoon of the triple golden diamond white light, the flame in the yesod. See yourself filling every cell, every organ, every muscle, nerve, cell in your body with the full essence of your being, your light, the light of the divine that flows through you. cafe.